Inner Traditions Audio presents The Last Refuge of the Knights Templar, The Ultimate Secret of the Pike Letters, by William F. Mann. Read by Robin Douglas. Preface. Albert Pike, A True Enigma. It is easy to develop a novel around a known historical figure when the focus of your story is Albert Pike. Seen as a demigod by some and the devil incarnate by others, Pike secretly dominated several decades of U.S. history during the most turbulent time in America's past. Pike was a true enigma, a man with many secrets, many of which he took to his grave. Over a lifetime, he was seen as a thorn in the side of the collective psyche of America, reflecting a conundrum that the American people are facing today. History indeed repeats itself. Will the South rise up once more? Above all else, over his life, Pike became a brilliant esoteric magus. Rising from New England pioneer roots in August 1825 at the age of 16, Pike wrote the entrance exams to Harvard, passed, and was accepted. But he had to forego a formal education because of the required fees, and educate himself. At first, he started out as a simple schoolteacher, moving from one New England town to another, then to Nashville, Tennessee, and later to St. Louis, Missouri. But his personal history, following this rather innocuous beginning, is the stuff of legend. An imposing biblical figure, Pike stood 6 feet 2 inches tall and weighed 300 pounds, with a flowing beard and hair that hung below his shoulders. Like most self-made men, he was a restless soul, determined to explore the West, which the United States had recently acquired through the Louisiana Purchase. So in 1831, he embarked on a hunting and trapping expedition to Taos, New Mexico, only to have his horse break and run. Pike was thus forced to walk the remaining 1,300 miles to Fort Smith, Arkansas. This foreshadowed the man's strength and determination, and a spirit that would carry him through a multidimensional journey of self-examination. It was here in Arkansas that Pike decided to settle and teach school, and to write a series of articles for the Little Rock Advocate. Generating both monetary and critical success from the start, Pike was said to have made enough money to purchase the Advocate in 1834. However, this may be more
sample complete. Ready to continue?